Blog Talk Radio. Break.
What it is, man. Today was a good day. It's your girl, Lush. Lush live in the building on Lush Radio Online, man. And I'm digging in the scene on the Gangsta Lean like always. You know what I'm saying? We're giving you what you want and what you need live on the show tonight. Tonight we is definitely on. You know what I mean? I definitely had to throw that in. Today was a good day. You know what I mean? Because, I mean, I had a good day today. Did you have a good day? Make sure you have a good day. Don't let nobody stop you from having a good day. Today we're going to have your boy Conflict, who is signed to Blue Division over there with your boy Glasses Malone. Shout out to him, you know. And we also got your girl Rashida. She's the it girl, the girl that you definitely need to be a part of, definitely need to know. This girl right here goes in. I'm talking about you need the BET Awards tickets, anything that there is, any hot spot that there is, she got to connect to it. It's the it girl, Rashida. She's going to come live on the show with us, man. She does everything, and she's going to be live with us on Lush Radio Online. Hailing from the B-More area, she's going to be calling into the show at 7 o'clock. But we're going to have your boy Conflict live on the show with us. You know what I'm saying? This is what we do, Lush Radio Online, man. But you know what I'm saying? We got to go ahead and pay some bills. So we're going to go ahead and go to a quick commercial, and we'll be right back on Lush Radio Online.
Having a party? Need a DJ?
Need a DJ?
How about the best damn DJ in the business? DJ Hustle. Visit DJ Hustle at hustleevents.com to book your next surprise birthday party, corporate event, or bachelor party. With over 40,000 songs, DJ Hustle is ready to play any request. Check out DJ Hustle at hustleevents.com.
That's hustleevents.com.
You can never hustle hard enough.
Attention, music connoisseurs. Are you frustrated and aggravated from listening to conventional radio? Sick and tired hearing the same lame 20 songs over and over again? You need to be listening to blogtalkradio.com/LushRadioOnline. Lush Radio Online. Hosted by Lushy Lush. Lushy Lush has her ear to the street and plays all the new and independent artists out there. To listen to Lushy Lush, log on to blogtalkradio.com/LushRadioOnline. And don't forget to call into the station, 347-826-7722. Independent artists and record labels can submit music to Lush Radio Online MP3s@gmail.com. Lush Radio Online, you just officially got stamped.
It's your girl, Lushy Lush.
Did you ever think about picking up a magazine to see nothing but the hottest ladies that's doing hot things in the industry, from models to business owners? We trying to find out the beauty outside and the beauty within. So if you thought about that, pick up E2K magazine at www.myspace.com/E2K magazine or www.everything2.com. Or email them at E2K Magazine@gmail.com. Holla at your girl, man. Pick up E2K Magazine and support them in their movement, man. Like Nike says, just do it, do it, do it.
Yeah, yeah, what's happening? This Big Wishbone, Bone Thugs and Harmony.
Yeah, this your boy Kool Rock from the Fat Boys. And when I'm in the DMV, I'm always rocking with my girl Lush on Lush Radio Online.
It's your girl, Lushy Lush, man. We back from commercial break, and you already know what it is, man. We always giving you what you want, what you need. Tonight, we're going to have your boy Conflict signed to the Blue Division, you know what I mean? Over there with the Glasses Malone crew right there. Shout out to Glasses Malone. We had him on the show. Shout out to all the West Coast cats, man. Shout out to y'all, because y'all show us mad love on Lush Radio Online. Shout out to Mac 10, everybody, man, the whole squad, Renesy, DJ Hustle, the whole squad, man. You know what I mean? We definitely Squeak Rule, all y'all, man. You know what it is, man. Lush Radio Online. We're going to have Conflict live in the building. And at 7 o'clock, we're going to have the It Girl, your girl Rashida, live in the building. This girl can get you connected to everywhere. This girl is the It Girl. She's going to be calling in later on today on the show. So we're going to go ahead and go to the phone lines and see what's crackin'. Baby, what up? That's what it is. We're going to go to the phone lines in a quick second. We're supposed to have Conflict live on the line with us, but you know what? We're going to go ahead and go to some music real quick. We're going to go ahead and play this joint right here, Frenchie, It's Okay, and we'll be right back on Lush Radio Online, Pippin.
You know how I get sick. It's okay, 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 it's okay. I'm alright, I'm alright, I'm alright, I'm alright. I'm alright, I'm alright, I'm alright, I'm alright. And you know, you know.
them old shows. Look how that watch glow. I rap for the gutter. Girls with low self-esteem and little kids that didn't get love from their mother. I'm the bread and butter. I ain't just a stutter. Watch my money double. You just got in trouble and I don't care what set you claim. Cause my money bang. Now it's time to do the same. MDE,
it's okay. 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 It's okay.
That's what it is, man. A lot of people, you know what I'm saying, are you all right? Are you okay? That's the question, man. But, you know, hey, I'm all right. I'm okay. That's what it is, man. A lot of people don't want you to be all right. They don't want you to be okay. But you're okay because, you know what I'm saying, you're focused on what you're doing and you're grinding and getting it in. So don't stop for nobody. Keep doing what you're doing and you're listening to Lush Radio Online. And we're definitely getting it in tonight on the show, man. Check it out, check it out, check it out. We're going to have Conflict Live on the in the building in a few. We also going to have a special co-host coming through with us to show us some love. My girl Kiki, calling from the New York area. She will be, you know, live on the show with us and everything. So definitely come and check us on Lush Radio Online. You know, the question for today is, today's question is, do real men wear pink? That's the question. I don't care where is it, whether it's pink shoes, a pink bubblegum hunter car, you know what I mean? You know, pink, you know, accessories. You know, do real men wear pink? That's the question of the day. So call in at 347-826-7722 and let me know, do real men wear pink? I mean, do you wear pink? You call in and let us know. We're supposed to have Conflict Live in the building on our show, and we're also supposed to have our girl Rashida live on the show. But we're going to be definitely giving y'all some music tonight. I definitely want to give a couple of shout-outs to some people out there that definitely show us up on the Twitter check-in. Definitely shout-out to my boy Bugsy. Ladies, love Bugsy on Twitter. Lovely Me D. Shout-out to Genius because he is a genius and we love him to death. He definitely has his own record label, entertainment company. And for y'all artists that really need somebody to definitely that's looking for your best interest, you need to contact Genius. Definitely a good dude, geniusmusic.com. Shout-out to Murder Baby, the whole Lazy K production squad up, what up? Shout-out to Young Stacks, good dude. Shout-out to DJ Instinct. Shout-out to Easy Street. Shout-out to Y.LoyalB. Shout-out to Dress Cuffs. Shout-out to Future Guru 100. Real Live ENT. Shout out to DJ Lazy Lady Blaze. If y'all didn't check out her show, she's on Fleet DJs each and every Tuesday from 3 to 4 o'clock. You know what I'm saying? Make sure you support my little sis on her situation. Shout out to Chocolate Mrs., our spokesmodel. She's so hot. Shout out to Caramel Tie, all our Lush Girls International. The shirts are coming in today, ladies, so the anticipation is ready, and we're going to have y'all show and everything popping, man. Definitely shout out to DJ Instinct. If you want a DJ out of the New York area, DJ Instinct is the one to call. He's a good dude. Definitely support him out there. He's definitely a good dude, so make sure you support DJ Instinct. You know what I mean? Make sure you support him. He's a good dude. And I definitely like he definitely rocks the show. He plays independent artist music and everything like that. So make sure you support that whole movement and everything like that. You know what I mean? So I'm definitely, you know, feeling like, you know, a lot of y'all cats need to shape up. You know, a lot of y'all cats need to shape up your game. Like, we're going into the summertime. You know what I mean? You know, nothing wrong, Cash, you know what I'm saying, but that's, you know, gaining weight and stuff like that. But if you're trying to, like, you know, get your sexy on, summertime coming, you're trying to get in that two-piece, you're trying to get your sexy on, you know, for the fellas, or the fellas trying to get their sexy on for the ladies, summertime is just around the corner. Like, we need to start, like, you know, your man 50 went on a straight liquid diet. That dude look like a straight crackhead for an upcoming role. But, you know, he did that shit, and I guess it knocked him out real fast because he looks skinny as hell. So, like, you could do the liquid diet. You could do, you know, portions, whatever's good for you. But, you know, you want to get your sexy on summertime. You want to walk on a beach. You don't want to show your stuff off, man. Nothing wrong if you kind of a little hefty there and stuff with the clip thickness. But I'm working on mine, so, you know what I mean? So, shout out to all those cats that's staying to their diets and trying to get their, you know, sexy on, you know, on a 2010 summertime. Let's go to the line. I think I got my boy Genius on the line. What up, Genius?
What's good, Lucky Lux?
Ain't nothing much, man. I'm feeling good, man. I just played Ice Cube. Today was a good day, man. That's a classic joint right there, man. I think that's my favorite joint from him, yo.
Yeah, that is definitely a classic. Definitely a classic. Motivational.
Definitely, man. This is Tuesday, man. We shouting out everybody business out there that's definitely doing their business, man. Genius, do me a favor and tell the people out there, you know, a quick synopsis and let them know what you do and tell them about, you know, your entertainment company and all the different things that you provide for the artists.
Well, first of all, I run an independent record label and recording and production company. You know what I'm saying? It's basically for, you know, artists who are trying to get in, you know, just make sure you're serious about the craft, because we're serious about what we do here. You know, we handle everything from the production, you know, to the mastering, to, you know, manufacturing, and even the distribution. You know what I'm saying? So definitely make sure you're serious about what you're doing before you even come out at me. You could, you can check us out at www.geniusmusic.com. That's G-N-E-O-U-S. Music, MUSIC.com. You can hit me up on Twitter, you know what I'm saying, at GNEOUS. You know, and we handle all facets of music, so we don't just do hip-hop, we do R&B, you know what I'm saying, rock and roll, country, you know, we don't discriminate, so we do it all. You know, we also have other entities of the company that handle everything from art design, you know, promotion, management. You know what I'm saying? We try to handle as many things as possible, but our main focus is basically getting new music out there to the people. You know what I'm saying? I can't stress enough about the stuff that's flooded on the airwaves to me, you know, that I think personally is garbage, and that leads you to believe that there's nothing new or there's no real talent out there, but it actually is. And you know what I'm saying? Support indie artists out there.
Yeah, so definitely, you know, you're live right now on Lush Radio Online, and right now you just heard your boy Genius. You know, he has an independent record label out here in the DMV area. So definitely you guys that are in the DMV area, or you're trying to look into dealing with an independent record label, you know, get in contact with him. He definitely, you know, does the graphics and everything, and he tries to support independent artists out there, you know. So make sure you follow him on Twitter also. Genius, the question of the day, do real men wear pink? What do you think?
Oh, man. Me personally, nah. You know what I'm saying? But I say to each his own, you know what I'm saying? Whatever you feeling that, you know, you want to wear, then, you know, you wear that. I mean, I don't know who really started the, you know what I'm saying, the layout of what we supposed to wear and what we not supposed to wear. I say whatever makes you feel good and you look good in it, wear. You know what I'm saying?
But okay, but this is where I feel a conflict at. I feel like you kind of conflicting because you're saying, first you're saying no, but then at the same time you're saying it really doesn't matter.
I mean, I'm saying me personally, I don't wear pink, but if a person decides that that's
but
what
why
you
wouldn't
want
you
to wear,
if,
then...
Why wouldn't you, you know, wear pink if you didn't care what people think then?
Well, I mean, it's not about, I never live a life for other people. I just, you know what I'm saying? I've had, you know, gifts, of, you know, pink shirts that I've been given as, you know what I'm saying, gifts and things like that, but I don't look right in them. So that's why me personally, I don't wear. The color scheme doesn't work for me. You know, that's why I say that. But, you know, for somebody else, that may work for them. But what works for one person may not work for the other. So that's why I say do what, you know what I'm saying, you feel or what you think looks good on you. You know what I'm saying?
Do you feel like it's some type of, like, homophobia for, like, men to wear pink or something like that?
Most definitely. I think, I mean, and I want to be the first to say, you know what, I don't even think we should even have to say no homo. So for this year, let's eliminate that out there. I think too many people got a complex about that. You know, you should be comfortable about yourself. I do think some people go to extremes as far as certain things. But, you know, I mean, wear whatever you want to wear. You know what I'm saying? You know, now, if you're exhibiting that type of behavior, then, you know, that's one thing. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, if you're a man, then you don't have to prove that you're a man. That's like, you know, saying you're real. You know, you shouldn't have to be a salesman. Your actions are stupid. You know, so that's my opinion on that.
So he basically said if you a skirt, you a skirt, all right? So, like, I mean, it is what it is. You know what I mean? You might as well wear a pink skirt, dog.
Yeah.
For real. But, you know, the other thing I'm tired of the people saying no homo. Like, no homo is like, I think you're kind of just basically saying that you might be a homo yourself. And, I mean, if you are, you are, you know. But this is the question of the day, guys. Do real men wear pink? That's the question for today. And we're also talking about business. And if you're, you know, somebody dealing in business in the industry or you want to talk about what your business is real quick, call in. We're going to be having Conflict live on the show today, tonight. And we're also going to have our girl, Rashida. She is the it girl in Baltimore. If you want to go to the BET Awards or anything, she is the girl to get in contact with. She does her thingy, you know. So definitely. Shout out to DJ Instinct out there in the New York area. He is just so freaking hot on the ones and twos. So if you're looking for a DJ in the area, make sure you support DJ Instinct out there, man. And definitely we're going to have Conflict live on the show with us tonight on the show. We got a caller from the 202 live in the building. I think this is the CEO of U Image. Live on the line with us, man. Definitely has some different things to support independent artists, and he has a lot of different information to give the artists out there. Is this KY live on the line with us right now?
This is KY.
What's up, KY? What's popping with you?
Hey, just giving a holler out here in the 202 in the DMV area. All those out there, up-and-coming artists, to let y'all know, coming soon, hopefully in 2011, I'm trying to kick off the first Indie 101, giving you the introduction to the needs, bottom barrel knowledge that folks need to know about the industry, whether it be mastering, management, contracts, pressing, radio, distribution. We're going to fill you with the information that a lot of artists don't have knowledge on that they get screwed over. At the same time, we're trying to build one of the biggest networks here in the DMV.
That's what it is. That's what it is. That sounds like something first time ever, because we've seen so many different things going on in the DMV, but we don't see any, consistency. So we definitely, would like to be a part of that Lush Radio and the other people we associate ourselves with to definitely be a part of that whole movement when you get that jumped off, definitely.
Well, what I let folks know, even though if you're not in the DMV, feel free to go peep out my webpage. It's uimage, uimage.net. If you're an artist, management, producer, have a studio, anything of that caliber, legal representation, feel free to go out there. There's a contact me page. Shoot your information so I can start loading up my database of contacts, so when things start rolling, I can start shooting out press releases, blurbs and everything. So you'll be in the know of when things start going down.
Yeah, definitely. And he has a big history in the old school hip hop and just music in general. And this is the coolest white dude I ever met in my life, for real. So he definitely got it popping over there. So, guys, if you want to definitely network with KY, definitely hit him up. KY, what's the email that people can contact you at?
The easiest way to contact me is off the website. I have a contact page. Again, the website is uimage.net, uimage.net, which... That's Urban Image, where your business is your image is our business. So go hit me up, and I look forward to hearing from folks.
That's what it is, definitely. Make sure you go check that out. Stay on the line with us, man, because we definitely want to, have a forum and discuss some more business and stuff in regards to the industry. I got a caller from the 914. 914, you're live in the building on Lush Radio Online. What's poppin'? Tell us your name and where you're calling from.
Hi, Lushy. It's Ann, a.k.a. Juicy Fruit.
What's up with you, Juicy?
I've been busy. I'm still at work, so I can't stay on too long, but I just figured I'd call in and see what's going on. What's the beef?
That's what it is, sis. This is a beautiful young lady. She's a nurse, and she definitely comes on, and she's a social guru on Twitter. Everybody loves her on Twitter. If you don't know her on Twitter, then you better act like you know. We love her to death. And this is the question of the day. We're dropping some little bits on business and everything and shouting out people's business and stuff. But the question of the day, Ann, is, do real men wear pink?
Well, if you're a real man, you could wear pink. You could rock any color you want.
That's what it is. Do you feel like
secure,
Do you feel like that society sometimes plays a role on kind of like what we say is, we should wear, what men should wear, what makes them masculine and stuff like that?
Definitely. I mean, but if a man is a real man and he's secure in himself, the color doesn't even the color can't downplay who he is. People see who you are. You could be wearing black and brown and people could still see that you're effeminate.
Mm-hmm.
What I mean? You could wear the Timbs and the hat, and there's little things that you do that we're like, oh, that don't look right.
Mm-hmm.
Colors don't really mean anything. If pink looks good on you, wear it. I mean, not a whole outfit, but like a shirt. not the fur pink jacket.
Oh, man. That's hilarious, man. Shout out to the men that wear pink. Okay, so this is what I want to ask you, Ann. If a guy asks you on a date and he had pink on, Would you go out on a date with him, or would you ask him, can he change?
No, I don't really care what you have on. As long as I'm feeling you, it's as long as it's not lingerie or anything like that, but you wear pants.
Wow, he got the pink fitted hat. The whole pink outfit, like he's
not
totally
a whole, no, not a whole pink outfit. I mean, that's overkill. But, you know, as far as fashion is concerned, I'm not really into what's hot right now. I wear what I like, what looks good on me. I mean, I have stuff in my closet that's like 15 years old, but I pay good money for it and it looks good, so I wear it. I like people to be different and, you know, eclectic and just do what they do. But, I mean, if you're going to embarrass me, then you're going to have to change your clothes.
That's what it is, man. You know I love you to death, Ann, and every time it's always a pleasure for you to come on the show. We love you to death, Ann.
Thank you. Love you, Lushy.
That's what it is, man. Make sure you follow Juicy Fruit for You, man. She's a beautiful young lady, and she's very informative and very wise. We love her to death, you know.
You
need any health tips, holler at our girl, Ann. Love ya.
Mwah.
Mwah. That's what it is. We got other callers live on the line with us. We got a caller from the block number. I see you, 202. I'm going to bring you on. I guess 202 bounced. Okay. Caller from the block number. You're live on the line with us on Lush Radio Online. What's popping? Caller from the block number. You're live on the line with Lush Radio Online. What's popping? Is this Kiki? All right, on to the next one. Caller from the 202-903, you're live in the building. What's popping?
Hey, how are you? This is Wendy.
This is Wendy?
Yeah, Wendy Dorsey from Dorsey Enterprises.
That's what's up. What's up with you, boo-boo?
I'm doing fine. I was just speaking with my dear friend KY from U-Image. He gave me a number and told me to call in.
That's what's up. Since we talking about, we have a question of the day, but we also talking about different businesses. So if you have a business, go ahead and tell the people, you know, a quick synopsis of what you do and how they can get in contact with you, miss.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much for that. My name is Wendy Dorsey, and I have Dorsey Enterprises. And Dorsey Enterprises have evolved over about 20 years now, from managing a top 40 band to managing top gospel artists. And currently I'm working with several gospel artists, and what I'm doing now is working on a documentary on the legends of gospel. The title right now is called Gospel. And also getting geared up to do some church tours with some local gospel artists here in the D.C., Maryland area. Wow. And but the Dorsey Enterprises itself, I mean, we do a lot of different events, producing different type of functions like street fairs, golf tournaments. I do web branding for artists that really want to get an internet presence.
That's what it is. So if gospel artists are, you know, they're geared towards the gospel scene, how do they get in contact with you if they're looking for management, you know, on your side?
Okay. You can go to my website, which is www.dorseyenterprises, ENTERPRISES.org. And you can go on that site and has all my contact information, or you can call me direct at 202-903-4801.
That's what it is. We definitely appreciate you, Ms. Dorsey. And the question we have today is a question real quick. The question is, do real men wear pink? What do you think about that?
Do real men wear pink? Well, the men that I know that wear that color, they call it salmon. It's called Salmon. So, yeah, they can wear pink if you want to call it pink. Just give it a different name. And, you know, on some men, on the depending on the hue of their skin tone, it looks really good on them. If they know how to hook it up right, they all right.
Okay, so since you're a woman, I want to ask you a question. If a man asks you out, you know, just, you know, hypothetically, and he had a full pink outfit on, would you ask him to change, or would you still go out on a date with him?
Wait a minute, you said full pink?
A full pink outfit.
You know, it would depend on where we are. You know, did he come and meet me at the restaurant, or did he come pick me up, or, you know, did we leave from his house, you know, in his car or something?
Girl, he came to your house with a full pink outfit on. What you gonna do?
Well, you know what? That would be very difficult. You know, it would depend on how shocking the pink was. Yeah.
I'm talking about some neon pink he got on, and he's just rocking. What would you do?
You know what I would probably suggest? How about we go to a movie tonight?
Oh, okay, all right. So it could be dark, so nobody see y'all, huh?
That might be a little bit too bright for any brother, I think, or any man. That, you know, a neon pink. Yeah, you know, that kind of played out with the 70s, so I would have just met in. Those colors, he don't have on the platform shoes with the fish in it, do he?
Nah, he don't got the fish thing, but he got a whole total pink outfit on, and he's like in his like 20-something, he's in a 20-something range to up to 30. He in that bracket.
Wow. I don't know where he's been all his life if he's wearing now them kind of clothes. I hope it's early enough that maybe we can stop by the mall and get a.
Oh, man. Oh, if you're just joining us, we're live on Lush Radio Online, man. Giving you what you want, what you need. We're going to have Conflict Live on the line, and we're also going to have our girl, Rashida. And we got Miss Dorsey on the line with us. We got Genius, and we have our boy, KY. And they're talking about their different businesses. And also, the question of the day, do real men wear pink? And Miss Dorsey just said, they call it salmon, you know. They call it salmon. And she said, if a guy shows up to her place going out on a date, full pink neon on, she said, hopefully the mall is open so they can stop and she can persuade him to change his outfit. What do you think?
Maybe add a little something to the outfit, like maybe a vest or a blazer or something, you know, maybe.
What more can you really add to a bright neon pink outfit?
we might be able to tone it down with some beige or a brown or black, you know, or something.
that's what it is, man. We call in right now, man, and tell us what you think. Do you feel it's stereotypical, you know, about the whole pink thing? You know, a man wearing pink, is it that more a lot of us are homophobic? You know, that's why we stay away from the pink. And do we feel funny, you know, if you see your homeboy rocking pink, do you look at him sideways a little bit like, what's really going on, doc? Call in. What do you think? 347-826-7722. And if you do have a business, make sure you call in right now and tell us what your business is and give us a quick synopsis and how people can get in contact with you on Lush Radio Online. And Ms. Dorsey, we definitely thank you for calling in and stuff. And we also have our Women's Empowerment Show each and every Thursday. We talk about different things to motivate women, and we support women in business. And we're also working on our women's conference coming soon on Street Queens, the movement. So we definitely implore you to call on Thursday at 8 o'clock also. But stay on the line with us, though. We're going to go to some quick music, and we're going to be right back on Lush Radio Online. And, you know, we're going to talk to the men real quick. You know, if your homeboy, you know what I'm saying, you know him rocking regular clothes before, and all of a sudden he just going to this whole pink mode. What would you think? We'll be back after this song from Brandy and Mia X. We'll be right back on Lush Radio Online.
See this right here? I know y'all ain't ready for this. Mia X, Brandy.
I'm a work in progress. I'm a seed growing into a flower. I'm a stone that's rising. I'm getting stronger with every hour. And God knows I ain't perfect. Tell me who in the world is. All I know is that I'm searching for somebody to love me with. He's part of that guy. They're a part of who I am. Take me for life. But I finally understand. And I'm so doomed trying to be
thing that you asked me to. How you like my hair, what I better not wear. And you ain't like my mom and them. You ain't really warm around my mom and them. You know I told a few bags and lick a few scars. But I ain't never made you feel not by far. That I ain't got a flaw, don't acknowledge my issues. But you know I was with you. Stuck on coming get you like daycare's over. Living in your bags of bacon soda. It's just over. It's just over.
This Amiz, and you rocking out with my girl on LushRadioOnline.com. The energy in here is crazy, baby. I love it. Famous Enterprises, Amiz. Lush.
Yeah, and we're back on Lush Radio Online, man. The hottest radio station worldwide, hands down. Internet, man, stand up. We here, man. Tonight we're talking about, you know what I mean, business. You know, if you're a business owner right now, call in. Tell us about your business. Quick synopsis and where they can get at you. You know what I mean? And the different attributes that you can give to the people out there. On top of that, the question of the day is, do real men wear pink shirts? If your man came up to you and you know he was rocking regular stuff and all of a sudden he started wearing pink, you looking at him funny? Do we classify pink as a homophobic thing? Talk to us. What you think, man? If your man came up with you with a full pink outfit, what would you do? Call in at 347-826-7722. Lush Radio Online. Let's go back to the lines, man. I got my boy, Genius Live on the line with me. You know what I'm saying? My co-host, KY Live on the line with us. Miss Dorsey on the line with us. We got the whole DMV live in the line with us. And we got my man, I think I got my man Bugsy on the line with us. Let's check in and see if we do. Bugsy, you live on the line with us, Bugsy?
What's good, Imar? You know I'm here.
That's what it is.
What's good,
what
Genius? Salute everybody out here.
We got Genius. We got KY live in the building, 862. I'm going to bring you on in a quick second. Bugsy, is our, you know, our also special co-host. He comes on the show, definitely supports the show, doing his 1-2, man. Let me ask you this question, Bugsy. You know what I mean? The question is, do real men wear pink shirts? Do you wear pink?
It all defines on how you got the pink, man. I mean, if the nigga going to work and it matched the outfit, then a pink shirt might be slideable. But if he got pink from head to toe, man, I don't know.
You don't know. He's liable to be a skirt, man. You're liable to be a skirt. Well, live on Lush Radio Online, man. Buddy, stay on the line with us, man. We got a caller from the 862. Calling from the 862. State your name and where you're calling from.
What's good? What's good? This is Big Q.
What up with you, Q? What's poppin'? Jersey in the building? That's the question, Q.
No,
who will men wear pink?
No, I don't wear pink. I don't know no brother that wear pink. And if you wear pink, you better stay away from me.
Okay. All right. So, I mean, fellas, you know, Miss Dorsey, we have the lovely lady, Miss Dorsey, live on the line. She does management with a lot of and development, artist development for gospel artists and in that gospel nature and stuff like that. And she's live on the line with us. And we also got KY. He's working on a conference 101 in the DMV area that he's going to be working on in 2000, going into the 2011 area. And we have Genius live on the line with us, man. So I want to ask you fellas a quick question, man. If your homeboy, you know, came up to you, you know what I mean, he just all of a sudden started, everything he was rocking was pink. Would you feel some type of way, or you would just be like, yo, that's just a phase he's going through? What would you feel, Genius?
if it's one of my boys, then I already know what, you know what I'm saying, his character is. If it's what fits him, then you know what I'm saying, I'm going to support him. You know what I'm saying? You know, so if that's what he wants to do, then that's on him. Like I said before, I wouldn't, but, you know, if that's what he wants to rock, then, you know, so be it, you know.
But it's all right if it's loose fitting, but if it's like a tight, like, girl-like shirt on his dude, is that all right?
I'm going to eat him up if he's one of my boys. I'm gonna keep it real. If he rocking the tight shirt with the tight pants and whatnot, oh no, he ain't going nowhere with me.
Maybe he'll dance with the stars.
You know, he can ride in another vehicle. Cut the cab or something.
Wow. KY, your homeboy comes up to you, you know, he's wearing a tight pink shirt and all that stuff. How would you feel about that, you know? KY, you there? I guess we lost KY. Let's go to my boy Bugsy, man. Your man's wearing, you know what I'm saying, the tight. Now, though, your boy has a tight see-through joint, man, that's pink, man. How you feel about that?
I'm going to keep it 100. I'm a motherfucking asshole. Niggas would not come around me wearing no shit like that. Let's keep it 100. Dudes that know me, they wouldn't come around me wearing that because they'd be like, they're going to be Bugsy about the clown. Niggas, I'm an asshole. I'm an official asshole. I'm clowning. But, you know, I might sit down and talk to the homie like, yo, what's going on? You had a bad day? You know, laundry day was good, you know. But, I mean, I'm an asshole. Niggas ain't coming around me wearing that shit, man.
It's summertime, though, man. It's summertime.
Lush, I'll be homie the clown in the nigga. Homie, don't play that. Homie, don't play that.
Wow. That's yo, call her right now at 347-826-7722 and let us know what you think. If you feel the same way everybody does feel about this pink, you know. But this is what I want to know, guys. Did society kind of brainwash us and telling us and dictate what colors are feminine and what colors are masculine? You know, is it more geared towards homosexuality if a man wears pink? You know. So I want to know, is it a homosexuality like complex? Of the thing why people you know, step away from the color pink, you know, Bugsy. But you know, you got to tone down, you know what I'm saying, with the profanity today, because you know we have our young lady over here, you know what I'm saying.
Okay, I got you. I mean, it's not about a feminine thing. It's just, I don't know. Like, I'm a chocolate lover, so, you know, if you're chocolate and you're wearing a pink shirt, it don't fit your complexion, you know? Leave that alone. You know what I mean?
Hold up, Bugsy. I'm a light-skinned brother, and it don't fit our complexion either.
Hey! I can't speak for everybody, you know what I mean? I can just speak from my standard, you know what I'm saying? Well, I don't condone pink. I'm cool. I mean, Cam and them did it with the Rover. Everybody thought it was cool. They got money to look like an ass, you know, but nah, I have no pink.
That's what it is. The question is, do real men wear pink and stuff? And if you are a business owner, call in and let us know, you know, a quick synopsis of what you do and everything like that. Caller from the block number, you're live on Lush Radio Online. State your name and where you're calling from. Okay. People, stop being scared. I just had a caller from a 00. That must have been some foreign number like a mug. 0000 something. For real. Shout out to all our international callers that definitely support the show. Caller from 202, is this KY back on the line with us again?
I'm back on the line. I got dropped.
Okay. Yeah, KY, so.
I got affected by the pink shirt, okay?
If you got affected by the pink shirt, you just fall back?
Hey, this is how I feel about a pink shirt.
Oh, man.
He hit it with the old stand for the shirt.
Oh, man.
like it was said, if it was one of my buddies, well, you know, I have to eat him up, too. But outside of that, if you got to call the fire department because the shirt's too loud, oh, we got problems.
Y'all crazy as I don't know what. Y'all are definitely crazy, man. But the question is, do you feel like society plays a role in the way we think about the way we dress and, you know, certain colors that's associated with us on our everyday life? And I'm going to ask the wonderful Miss Dorsey. Miss Dorsey's still cracking up.
You know, wow. But, yeah, you know what? And that was perfect, KY. Because I said, if you, this brother, you know, this man's wearing pink. What generation is he from? You know, where is he really shopping? But, you know, he might be colorblind. He might be colorblind. He might be a stylish challenge. I don't know. But I think society puts a lot of hindrance on women and men in general, you know, it's where society will tell us what a man's supposed to look like, what a man's supposed to be like, how he's supposed to act, how he's supposed to be with his woman, with his children, how he's supposed to have, what type of job he's supposed to be a man. And then us women, we will throw that stuff right back at a man based upon what society and our communities have taught us or families have taught us. You know, and I don't agree with it at all. I think everybody is their own individual, and if a man feels comfortable wearing something of a pastel color, that's on them. That's on them. If he's comfortable with that, and if his woman is comfortable with him, hopefully she's not stylish challenged. And
hey, yo, what's the word to say? Stylish challenged.
And she will help him through this, you know, because that, you know, there's more men that are colorblind than there are women. So it's very possible he could be colorblind.
Shout out to the fashion police. For real. For real out there wearing that tight pink shirt out there. Shout out to your tight pink shirt, tight pants glued to yourself. Like, what's wrong with you? But anyway, it is what it is.
I'm saying, look, would you rock out with a dude that wear pink?
Hey, yo, if the dude respects me and everything, right, if he respects me and, you know, he's paying for the meal, hey, I'm going to take a picture of it and put it on YouTube and put it on Twitter. I mean, like, look at this bama.
You know, if he look good in the outfit, yeah. You know what? I am a teenager from the 70s, and I actually married this guy, but I just dated at the time we were dating, and remember, I don't know if any of y'all know or know of or remember the walking suit, and used to wear the boots, the little short boots to the ankle.
Well, he
thought he was sharp as a tack, clean as a board of health, in this plaid walking suit, the jacket with the pants. Of course, the pants fit tighter back then with the little floor. and it was orange,
oh,
a brown and orange plaid. Now, I hate plaid. But brown and orange plaid, and he had these brown. The boots were tight for the time. They were tight. He had a brown boot with them, right? But the pants were tight. I mean, for the era, if it wasn't orange and brown plaid, it would have been good. I mean, he had a nice body that went with it, but I couldn't stand the orange and the brown. And he wore this suit, and I don't know if he wore it because I hated it, or if he wore it because he thought he looked good in it. But I hated the suit because it was plaid. That's the only reason why I hated it, because it was plaid.
Okay.
But it looked good. I mean, it looked nice on him, huh?
But did you tell him you didn't like the suit? Or you just went
away? Yes, I did. No, I did. We still, you know, went where we were going, and he wore the suit. But I told him I hated plaid, and I definitely hated that orange and brown. It was a burnt orange and brown.
Girl, you sucked that stuff up and told him that after the meal was paid for, girl.
It was 1975.
Yeah,
it was 1975. It was stylish. It was in style.
Well, did you tell him in a manner that...
shoe boots.
They were boots. You know, they were boots.
Now, boots.
Yo, shout out to all the people out there that got fashion deficiencies and stuff, man. So, you know what I mean? Shout out to the fashion deficiencies and, you know, the wardrobe problems and all that. You know what I mean? For real. Like, real talk, get it together. If you can't breathe down there and it's too tight and it feels like it's glued to your body, maybe there's a problem. Think about it. That's my public service announcement to all you guys wearing those tight pants. You're not a woman. Women wear tight pants. Talk about it. And then you have the audacity to sag them. I don't want to see your booty, unless it's a nice booty. Let's talk about it. Ah, back to the show.
That's crazy. Oh, man.
That's what it is, man. Let's radio online, giving you what you want, what you need. We're going to come back in a second, man. We're going to take y'all back and give y'all a throwback. I don't know where you were when you first heard this song, ABC, Another Bad Creation. Aisha, you know what I'm saying? Aisha, we're going to go to this song real quick, and we'll be right back. We're talking about, you know, does a real man wear pink, you know? What's your complex about it? What you think about it? And, you know, just wardrobe deficiencies, man. You know, you just got problems with your wardrobe, pimpin'. You know, some things don't look right on some people, especially when you have man breasts. Okay? Go get a bra. Work on that. We're going to come back on Lunch Radio Online. We're going to take it back to Aisha. Lush Radio, throwback.
Second verse. This was a very first date.
Yeah, it's another Lush Radio throwback, yeah, Aisha, you know what I'm saying, that was a Lush Radio throwback for y'all that don't know, man, let us know where was you at when you first heard that song, and the question of the day, do real men wear pink, what you think, call in at 347-826-7722, Lush Radio online, and I'm telling you, man, time is in, we're going to have your girl, the it girl, the woman that you should know if you're in the industry, the beautiful and lovely Rashida is going to be live in the building with us, you know what I'm saying, on Lush Radio online. I mean, y'all need that. She's signed the BET tickets for the BET award show. Anything she knows about, that's the one you need to contact, man. She's going to be live with us in a few seconds. So we're going to go back to the phone lines and stuff, man, open up the lines for everybody. What up, everybody? We back on the line and stuff. You know, I had to give y'all a Lush Radio throwback, you know. Aisha, I know y'all ain't heard that in a minute, you know what I mean? I know y'all was doing y'all little Roger Rabbit and everything, you know. I know you were. I saw you, Q. I see you. Well, we back on the line, Lush Radio online, man. Let's go to the line and see if we got our girl, Rashida. Rashida, you live on the line with us, girl. What's poppin'?
Can you hear me?
We can hear you live and clear, boobie.
All right, it's Rashonda. How you doing?
Rashonda, how you doing? Rashonda? Rashonda live on live. Correction, Rashonda, you know.
Yes.
So, Rashonda, what's popping with you?
I said I want to start the call out by saying thank you for having me today. Thank you.
That's what it is. We truly appreciate it. It's an honor to have you on the line with us, Rashonda. Rashonda, man, you know, you got any shout-outs or anything before we actually get into the interview real quick?
Of course. We got a shout-out to G.O.D. above, first and foremost. You know, we got to thank God for having us today. You know, my family, my mom, my dad, all the companies that supported me, Mindbolic Entertainment is standing by my side, All-Star Promo that's in New York City right now listening. So got to say, you know, thank you to everybody.
That's what it is. We have a lot of people on the line from different aspects. We have management that deals with the gospel out there in the DMV area. Also, KY that
okay.
deals with PR. He's working on the 2011 Music 101 conference going on, trying to work on that. And we have Genius of Genius Music. He has his own record label out in the DMV, and also Bugsy, an independent artist that's live on the line. But they'll be asking you questions in a few. But give the people a quick synopsis and let them know what's popping, man, because, Rashonda, you are the it girl when it comes to the industry and the DMV, man. Talk to us. Let them know.
Yeah, I appreciate that. Right now, I mean, we got a lot going on, but, I mean, Bubbleistic Management, which is the company I work for, it basically deals with everything that deals with entertainment, from film to production to artist development. Like, we're like the one-stop shop. Like, anything you can think of that deals with entertainment, we do. Not to mention, we got a movie coming out. It's called Rift. It'll be in theaters October of this year, 2010. It'll be in theaters. That's right, theaters. It's called Rift. Check it out. It's on the YouTube. The trailer's on the YouTube. It's killing them right now. Killing the hits is about 100,000 plus. So, yeah, please check out the movie.
That's what it is. And, you know, what inspires you to get into, you know, the music industry and, you know, dealing in different facets? And how did you actually link up with the company that you're dealing with right now?
Good question. A lot of people don't know this. I've been doing this for like 20 years. I'm first and foremost a musician. So music has always been in my blood. Like, this is all I do as far as eat, sleep. So this is it. This is it for me. But to kind of like bring up to date from youthful days, I would say about 8 years ago, I would always see like different artists and different entities of people that needed some kind of, I would say, backbone to like kind of fight for them and say like, you know, hey, you could do it, or you could take this there, or, you know, don't take no for an answer. So I was that person, you know, to make it happen.
That's what it is. That's what it is. And, you know, as a woman being in the industry, and, you know, both of us
mm-hmm.
being women, you know, we mm-hmm. deal with the, you know, with the biggest problem.
The male
domination of this
mm-hmm.
industry. How do you feel women are looked upon, and do you feel like you still feel like women still have to work extra hard?
Oh, every day. But guess what, though? Sometimes it's a good thing and sometimes it's a bad thing. It's more of a good thing. And let me tell you why. I had an experience in 2005. Clarence Smith, the co-founder of Essence Magazine, you can look this up. When you Google my name, Rashonda Duncan, you'll see all of this on the press release and all that kind of stuff. I had a label deal with Warner Brothers / Sphinx Roll Records. It's a true story. The co-founder of Essence Magazine gave me my own label deal. But my partner, which was a male, really, I don't know if I can curse on here, but messed it up. You understand? So he kind of got personal with me and, you know, started falling in love and all that BS and all that kind of stuff. So it didn't go through. But, yeah, everything was on its way, you know, to stardom. But, hey, I'm still in the game, still kicking it. But, yeah, women out there, don't give up. You can do it. You can definitely do it. I mean, you know, it's these men out here that feel that they're the only persons that can, you know, judge music or take music to the next level. No. You know, women are the best rulers out there, you know? Not because I am, but it's just because it is. It's what it is.
Before we get further, put out your Twitter and everything out there for the people and let them know the Twitter and the email and stuff if they want to, you know, connect with you and everything like that. Put that out there for the people.
Definitely. Twitter is Bubbalistic, BUBBLELISTIC. And the website is the same thing, and then the MySpace, same thing. BUBBLELISTIC, Bubbalistic is all one word. Check us out everywhere. We bring in the numbers. I mean, if you check out the numbers, you'll see what I'm talking about, you know?
Yeah, you're definitely doing your thing in the industry.
300,000 people strong, 300,000 people strong, 300,000. And those are provable numbers. They're not numbers I'm talking about like I'm playing around with. Check out the Facebooks, the MySpaces, the Twitters and all that. Combine that and see what you get. You get about 300,000. No lie.
That's what it is. If you're just joining us right now on Lush Radio Online, we got your girl, Rashonda, live in the building representing the Be More area, man. She is the it girl, you know. And, you know, you definitely need to connect with her, man. She definitely has a serious, powerful movement behind her, man. I'm going to open up the lines for the listeners and the callers and everything.
Sure.
You ready to take these questions, man?
Let's go. I know we're going to get some weird ones. It's all good. I love everybody.
that's what it is. We're going to open the line for our boy KY. KY, you're live in the building. You're talking to Rashonda. You got a question? KY, you there? Okay, we're going to have to see if we can get him back on the line.
Okay.
Q, you're live on the line with us, Q. You got a question for Rashonda?
No, I don't have any questions. I'm just listening right now, but keep your struggle going on, girl. Keep it going on.
I appreciate you, brother. I appreciate you. I really do.
That's what it is, Jersey in the building. Bugsy, you got a question for Rashonda? Bugsy, you got a question for Rashonda? Hold on 1 second. That's what it is. Let me try one more time. Bugsy, you got a question for Rashonda?
Can you hear me now, Lush?
Yeah, I can hear you live and clear.
Well, like I said, man, first of all, salute the lady, you know, take my hat off to her. My question is, what's your motivation? What keeps you, you know, striving to do what you do out here?
That's a good question. Sometimes I don't know myself, but I guess, you know what? It's so funny. I'm very seldom asked that question, so it's kind of like it ain't been asked in like 10 years. But I would say, you know, a lot of times people don't believe in it themselves. You see what I'm saying? Like we look at each other every day in the mirror, and we're like, man, we can't do it. Yes, we can. Anything that you can think of, anything you can dream of, it could be done. It could be reality. You see what I'm saying? So I would say myself, you know, that motivates me every day because you have people out there, man, why don't you just use your degree, you know, do this, get an office job, you know, and it's cool. I'm not knocking that, but when they see us doing this, we at the awards, at the Oscars, at the Grammys, you understand, every year, they're like, wow, okay. You see what I'm saying? So I would say definitely myself, definitely that.
That's what's up. I can respect that.
That's what it is. Boston
okay.
In the building. And Miss Miss Dorsey, you're live on the line, another powerful woman on the line. You have a question for Miss Rashonda?
No, I just want to commend my queen for her.
I appreciate that.
Yeah, continuing on with that struggle, you know, because being a female, I understand wholeheartedly, being a female in the industry, that you run up against a lot of male opposition. And
everybody's a male. Everybody's a man.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I, believe me, I know. You know, being a female, and especially coming up in the era I came up in, that the thing was that you were supposed to have a man. And nothing to take away from my brothers that are listening.
Right.
But, you know, having a, it was encouraged, you had to have a man in your life. And all the time, it may start out, your vision may change, but
you breaking up, Miss Dorsey.
They pull you back down. And that even goes for some of our sisters.
Miss Dorsey, you having a bad signal over there, boo.
Alone because people can't go with me. They can't afford it. They don't know why I go like I go.
Yes, ma'am.
Because I'm in the industry and been in it for a long time, you know, same over 20 years, and it was a male that got me into it. And I just kept going. And believe, if you look at my website, most of the people that I work with are men.
The artists that I work with are men.
You know, and that's a hard thing right there. And I don't know if you've experienced the same thing, or maybe that will be the question. How do you handle dealing with male artists that, you know, they listen to you because you're at a different level than where they are, but then once they get to where they think they're at the same level you are or where they should be, that they stop paying attention to you and they want to go on and do their own thing. How do you deal with that?
Good question. I'm gonna take it to more like a business aspect, and then I'm gonna take it to like the artistry. Like I was telling the radio line before, like I said, I had a partner in 05, and we had a big deal with Clarence Smith, the co-founder of Essence Magazine. We had our own label deal with Warner Brothers. And for him to kind of want to cross that line and F everything up, I'm like, come on, brother. Like, I'm your sister. I'm like your partner. Like, we came so long and hard for this. You want to mess us up over a kiss or a hug? And I'm not feeling that, you know, like about you. And we never even started like that. You feel what I'm saying? So it's like, I'm like, come on, man. It's like people don't know. It's like it's crazy out here. It's crazy out here. But from an artist standpoint, I really don't deal with a lot of artists one-on-one anymore because I feel that they don't appreciate what I can do and what I can give you. You see what I'm saying? And it's like they want you to do all the work because you have these connects or you have these numbers. And it's like, I'm like, wait a minute, this is your project, not mine.
Oh, my God. Priest, sister, priest. Oh, Lord Jesus.
Exactly. Yeah. So you know, it's like you know. So I kind of like incorporate myself. Well, I kind of like made like a stage to where like if an artist contacts me and say I need distribution with E1, I got you. I need Atlantic, I got you. It's like per project situation. Or if you need to get on the radio, I got you with that. So it's not like where I'm too like personal with them anymore because like I said, they want you to do everything for them. That's just how it is.
Right.
Nothing personal to anybody, y'all that need management or nothing like that. Trust me. I feel you out there grinding, you trying to get somebody to really represent you, but you gotta come to the table with something with a manager, something either equal or beyond. You feel me? Yeah.
Rashonda, I love Rashonda, man. You know what? I'm gonna come to Baltimore. I love you. You understand what I'm feeling.
Exactly.
That's what it is, man.
Secret Lounge, May 23rd, sold out event. Sold out. Ask anybody that you know in New York City at Secret Lounge, May 23rd. We sold out. It took us 2 weeks to promote the show. Sold out show. Kid you not.
Wow.
I'm not even from New York City. New York City. Yeah, definitely. Yes, Matt. Yes, exactly.
That's what it is. We got Genius live on the line with us. Genius, you got a question for Rashonda.
Well, first, I mean, like, you know, I want to commend you as well, you know, for
thank you, Genius. I appreciate you, brother.
In this environment, because I deal with it every day. And, you know, I mean, it's hard, period, whether you're male or female. But for a female, it definitely is hard being in an environment where it's dominated by a lot of males, you know, and it takes a lot, a certain type of person to even be able to, you know, exist and deal with that. So for that, I commend you. I take my hat off.
Thank you, sir.
My question, oh, you're more than welcome. My question would be, I mean, what really, you know, inspired you, you know, to actually want to do it? And, you know, what would you say, you know, are the key tools that are needed to even be able to survive in this industry? Because I know a lot of people try to get into something or want to do something, but they don't really know the ins and outs of it. So, you know, and that's more so for the people who, you know, who are out there, you know, who need to know that information, because a lot of people don't know that.
Definitely. Let me say this. And I say this a lot, maybe like on the Twitters and the MySpaces and the Facebook. Like, your family is definitely a great inspiration. Like, if you got your whole family and they like rooting for you, you good to go. Or a friend, or a colleague, whatever the case may be. Like, you need to surround yourself by people that believe in you. Because guess what? You need that. Even if it's one person, they can say you can do it. Because you're gonna get up to people that say, man, that's BS. You ain't gonna be able to do that. Why don't you get, you know, use your degree or do something else? So you just surround yourself around great people. You understand what I'm saying? And when you get them no's, you may get more than 10 no's. You may get 20 no's, but guess what? It's got to be a yes. Let me tell you something. Life is like this. Life is like a jackpot or the lottery. If you keep playing the lottery, you're going to eventually win. It's human nature. You keep putting it out in the universe, you're going to get back something. I guarantee that. You're going to get something back. So keep your head up. Keep doing what you're doing, and it's going to happen.
So tell us about, you know, the Bubblistic, the whole movement and everything. Tell us about, you know, some of the artists you guys are working with and some of the new things that's going on and things that we're going to be looking out for the future for.
Okay. Well, I don't know if you guys saw, like, the blast and the press release and all that. We just did some things with Social Def 2 days ago. I'm in Baltimore. My home city, that's my home city. I live in D.C., but I'm from Baltimore, just let everybody know that. We did a big concert event with Paula Campbell, Neil's artist from Compound Entertainment, you know, Social Def's Dondre, and a couple other people, you know, came out. It was a great, great, great concert. So that just happened. And then we're getting ready to do some things in Miami this weekend. And then Tuesday, June 15th, we're actually doing something with the San Antonio Spurs agents. Like, they also do things with music as well. Like, you know, a lot of these sports guys, they're getting into rap and to singing and stuff like that now. So we're doing like a little collaboration on June 15th with that. Then after that, we're going to head to LA for the BET Awards. As everybody know, check me out. June 27th, 3 p.m. Pacific time, 5 p.m. Eastern time. We will be on the red carpet. That's right, representing for everybody that's trying to make it out there, y'all. There's so much going on. We got the movie coming out, like I said. Trying to get a tour on the West Coast, which will start August 22nd. So we going all up and down the coast, everywhere. West, East Coast. There was a South Coast. We'd be at South Coast, too.
And another thing, when it comes to community, you know, based things, are you involved with any community activities, or do you try to venture out into anything, you know, in regards to dealing with the community?
Oh, yeah, definitely. If you go to the website, bubblistic.com, that's spelled B-U-B-B-L-E-L-I-S-T-I-C, you'll see a link that has a YouTube on there. If you go to a couple of the videos, you'll see myself and a couple of my staff members. What we do on Friday nights when we don't have a show, we give out everything in our closet. Like it's on video. Like, we'll go to the spot in Baltimore downtown where all the homeless people hang out at and give out everything out of our closet, like 4 bags of clothes. Like, you can see it for yourself. Well, go to YouTube today and check it out. In addition to that, we're still donating to the Red Cross, because Haiti still needs us, you guys. And there's other people in you know, Liberia and the Africas and the Europes that need money and clothes and canned goods and stuff like that. So check out the website. You'll see all that on there. We donate to Jada Pinkett and Will Smith's organization as well. That's on the website as well. So we kind of try to give back. We're not rich. You understand what I'm saying? But we got to keep the world going, because if we don't, who will? You know, I'm talking about me, you, all the listeners. We got to stick it together. We got to sit together, brothers and sisters. We have to. You know, so if I got a piece of bread and you're not eating, here's a half of my piece of bread. You're going to eat too. Mm. You know? And a lot of people that I want to, like, intern for Bubblistic, ain't no free intern, nothing. It's paid, and I pay everybody. I pay you to work. You ain't no, if you're trying to learn a business, you get paid to learn. No one is doing that. I pay you to learn. How about that?
Wow.
Yeah, exactly. That's right.
Wow.
I pay you to learn. Yeah. No one is doing it exactly.
Yeah. Rashonda, I'm definitely proud of you as another female in the game. I'm definitely proud of everything that you're doing. We have a women's empowerment group on Thursdays, and we do a show every Thursday, talk about different issues that face females, and we try to spotlight ladies in the industry. We're also working on another women's empowerment event. I would love to have you as just a speaker to speak to the women and stuff like that in business.
Definitely. I mean, that's in New York City, am I correct?
Actually, our fan base is all over the world, but I'm based out of the DMV area. The home base, I am in the DMV, but my co-hosts are in New Jersey and California and New York and the Boston area. So we're in different areas, but the home base, I'm in the DMV area.
Okay. So is this like a physical appearance or is this like more like the phone or like how would this operate?
So everything is via phone. They do phone call-ins and stuff. They call into the show, and it's all archived. And, we have listeners from all over the world that listen in, from Africa to Australia to Canada, and sometimes they call in from the different states and even the Caribbean. And we have people from all. We've had, Kay Slade, Kid Capri. We had Tashina Arnold on the show. We had there's been several people on the show. It's just we just keep going, 2 years. It's been 2 years, and we've been going hard and strong.
That's a blessing. I would definitely love to be a part of that one of them Thursdays. Definitely.
Yeah, definitely. We definitely want to get you on the show. We have Maya the Bee. She's part of the the round table and stuff like that. She comes on our show Thursday sometimes, come and bless us. But we definitely want to have you on there when we have the women's conference. We definitely want you to be a speaker. So definitely going to call and holler at you on the flip side for that one and stuff like
that. Appreciate
that. But we're going to open up the lines again for the callers.
Okay.
You got any final thoughts with Shonda and everything? You got some more questions? KY, are you back on the line with us? KY, are you there? Okay, on to the next one. Q, do you have a question now?
Hello?
Yeah, Q, you're here.
What's good? No, I'm just listening right now. I mean, I'm doing some work from home and cooking at the same time. You know me, love to cook. But
ain't nothing wrong with that.
I was listening, but I wasn't listening because, like I said, I'm also doing work at home also. But I don't even know what the topic is now.
You know what? You're so fired right now. Good night. You save us a plate.
Exactly.
Bugsy, you have any final thoughts with our girl Rashonda?
Yeah, but I mean, I've been listening, and I love the things that she's saying, man. Like, I could definitely rock with her and definitely get in tune with her movement. Just keep doing what you do, Maya. I mean, you seem like you already know what time it is. Just don't change a thing. More people definitely need to do what you're doing out here, man. When Lush asks you get back to the community, people say like little things. Like, I swear, Ma just gave a book out on what she's doing for the community. Like, let's get it popping today. That's what I'm talking about.
That's real.
Appreciate that. Thank you so much, sir.
That's real. Ms. Dorsey, you got final thoughts, Ms. Dorsey?
Oh, yeah. I'm so happy to have been able to come in and join the show and to listen to this sister talk about her struggles and the plan and what they got for the future. And I really like the idea of you all cleaning out your closet and helping other people and less need than you. On paying the interns. Good help. You can pay them.
Oh yeah, definitely.
So they can learn something. And,
I never got that, Ms. Dorothy. Not to cut you off. Let me tell you about my past. Years. I remember six years ago. I used to do some great things, and I didn't get anything. Not that I wanted anything, but just to have some kind of motivation. To be able to, if you're working doing something, whatever, and learn, and you could at least buy something to eat or, buy an outfit or whatever the case may be, put toward a bill. Times are hard right now, so I'm just trying to change the game a little bit. And, of course, I mean, I'm not going to pay you for nothing. It's got to make sense. We definitely smart people. Obviously, we've been doing this for such a long time. So it just got to make sense, obviously. But we pay everybody that works with us, everybody.
Right, right. That is wonderful. When each one reach one, each one teach one.
Yes.
That's always been a power of mine. You know, and
yes,
I look forward to Thursday to hear the questions that'll come at you and your response.
Wow.
You know, I just moved out here to D.C. area from San Diego. Less than a year ago.
Okay, welcome. Welcome to the East Coast.
Thank you. Well, I grew up on this side of town, but, you know, I've done the red carpets. I've been to the Grammys. I've been to the BET Awards.
That's what I'm talking about.
Isn't it such a great experience, though? It is.
Can I say something about the BET Awards? When you finish, I'm gonna say something about the BET. I'm gonna let you finish what you're saying, and I'm gonna say something about the BET Awards, if you don't mind.
Okay. Well, I was just gonna say, you know, if you ever get an opportunity to go to any type of award show, no matter what
it
costs, if you get a hook
up,
and this is somebody that's listening, go experience, go network. If you're trying to promote your music, trying to promote your business,
Your business, exactly.
Because
guess what? That's right. Because everybody's there in one room. Everybody's there in one room.
Exactly.
And somebody's going to listen.
And they going to think you somebody because you're at that event.
Thank you. Exactly. And guess what, Ms. Dorsey? Guess what?
Yes.
Someone's out of all those thousands of celebrities, somebody's going to hear your cry. I guarantee you.
Yeah,
how
somebody,
about that?
Somebody's going to like your shoes, your haircut, maybe your pink shirt.
Yep.
They're going to like your smile. They're going to like something. And you're
going
to attract them to you, and they're going to want to know who you are and
more
what
about
you're doing.
You. Exactly.
That's what got me to where I am, to now wanting to do this documentary on the legends of gospel. You know, and I'm getting a lot of support on making it happen. And it's all because of years of me going by myself because girlfriends didn't have the money or didn't want to go or their man wouldn't let them, or not having a man that was willing to support me in what my dreams were. You know, so I just went and I left. So for everybody that's listening, this lady got a lot of knowledge. I can hear it. She got a lot of knowledge. Pay attention. Everybody that's been on the call, you all had some good conversations, good suggestions, good questions. You know, just I like this show. Don't put it down. I was in radio for a while. Did promotion in radio and gospel radio, and I like this show.
That's what it is, man. I must be doing my job. You made me feel so warm and fuzzy inside right now, Ms. Dorsey.
You sure?
I like this show.
Well, you know, we believe in the double E's, entertaining and educating. And if we can't educate you or give you some kind of knowledge to take from the show, then we're not doing our job, you know. We got to be able to subliminally educate you at the same time, besides making you laugh and cry a little bit, you know. You cry so you laugh so much the tears start coming out and everything.
Right.
And we have beautiful young ladies like Rashonda on here to give her knowledge and share her story with the people so people can get real good insight on what's going on. We have a new caller from the 646. I'm going to get you 646, New York, New York. But we're going to get to my boy Genius and let him get his final thoughts in with Rashonda. Genius, you got a final thought with Rashonda?
I would just say as far as, like, you know, a lot of the things that she's doing as far as the community, if people missed it, if you can, like, get that information out again of how they can actually contact you for that, you know, it's not more or less a question, but just, you know, so that the people actually have that information.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I have a few emails, but I'm going to give you all I'm going to give you all two if you don't mind. It's info@bubbalistic.com. Of course, that's I-N-F-O. @bubbalistic.com. My other one is, let me see, which one am I going to check more? Because I want to get in contact with you guys as well. bubbalisticmusic@gmail. That's just how bubbalistic is spelled. Music, M-U-S-I-C, @gmail.com. Office number 206-736-9511. If you want to call
repeat
that
the number against them, again, sweetie.
206-736-9511.
That's what it is, guys. And once again, give everybody your Twitter again and spell bubbalistic out. Somebody asked me in the chat room. Spell it out for them slow out there.
Sure. Bubblistic, and that's bubblistic everything, the MySpace and all that. Twitter's BUBBLELISTIC. Bubblistic, all one word. You can check us out on the Facebooks as well. We have like 10 Facebooks on the Facebook network. It's Rashonda Duncan and Bubblistic. It's crazy. It's crazy, y'all. So I'm not trying to brag to nobody because we're here to help, but I think we're like the only people in our area that has 10 Facebooks that are maxed out. 10 Facebooks maxed out. Check for yourself.
That's what I'm talking about. 10 Facebooks maxed out. Who 10. Does that?
Yes.
That's what it is. Bubblistic, man. You already know what it is. You got a caller from the 646 New York, New York. State your name and where you calling from. We got our girl Rashonda, the it girl, when it comes to dealing with the industry. What up?
Hi, Lush. It's your favorite spokesmodel. And I knew you were going to put me on blast. I wasn't even going to say anything. For those that don't know, my name is Precious.
Hello.
Rashonda, I first of all want to say thank you very, very much for just being a very positive influence, you know, not just for myself, but other young ladies and young gentlemen that are out there, you know. So that's pretty much the whole my whole thing that I wanted to say was just thank you, because we don't really have too many people that we can look at and say, oh, I want to be just like her, or I want to be just like him. And nowadays,
yes,
when we have an African-American president, you know, stepping up isn't no longer, nice, but it's actually a requirement. So thank you for being one of those people to step up, really and truthfully.
I appreciate you.
You too.
That's what it is. And if you don't know, that's our beautiful spokesmodel, Chocolate Mrs., that represents Us Girls International. That's our group of beautiful models from all over the states. You need them for videos or anything like that. We'll definitely want to network with Bubblistic out there, because they're doing their thing, man. And I definitely on the off switch, we're going to have to talk to Rashonda on the flip side, because I'm just loving her vibe. Doesn't everybody just love her vibe? She's just so wonderful. For real.
Appreciate that, everybody. Appreciate that.
I know you're a busy woman and everything, but the last thing we just want to ask you is that for the people that are trying to get into the industry, for the youth out there, what kind of advice would you give them?
Just like I said before, I'm going to say something else, but, like, you're going to get, like, a whole bunch of no's. Like, you're going to get, like, a whole bunch of no's, but guess what? Let me tell you something. If you got, like, a lot of followers or a lot of people in the network and people see it and you popping and all that and you're doing it yourself, you in there. Because all people want to see is that you're doing it already by yourself, and then everybody's going to want to jump on. Sponsors and all that, money and investors, all of that. They're going to want to jump on everything. That's the best advice I could probably give you. Build your network. That's so important. Numbers speak. It shows you're hungry. It shows you ain't going to stop. You know what I mean? It just, trust me, build your numbers up. Numbers speak. If you're not on TV yet and you're trying to get in the magazines, the Rolling Stones and all that, build your numbers up. They'll look at you. Trust me.
Somebody asked me in the chat room, do you still got some tickets for sale, or are they all sold out?
Actually, you know what? Yesterday I had two balcony tickets left. I think there's two balcony tickets left. So if anybody is serious, let me know. But, of course, they got to be super serious. Like, I don't play no games as far as, you know what I mean, hold it for me for 2 weeks and all. No, if you're serious, let me know. I'm going to make it happen.
Y'all just heard that. Rashonda says she has some BET Awards tickets in L.A., balcony tickets. So if you're interested in the tickets, make sure you email her or call the office number.
First of all, if you're serious, then email me. You got to be serious, then email me. That's
yeah, make sure you're serious, man. Make sure you got that guap at hand. We don't got a time to be holding no tickets for, like, 3 weeks, 3 months, stuff like that. For real.
Exactly. But, yeah, if anybody wants to see, like, cause a lot of times people don't believe that you really go on. If you want to go into the Facebook, I got every VMA pass I've had, the Grammys passes, the BET passes, the Soul Train passes with Shaka Khan and all them. I got all that up. So people be like, man, you ain't been there. Okay, here you go. Because seeing is believing, you guys. People want to see you doing things. They don't want nobody just talking all this BS. They want to see some stuff. You understand what I'm saying, y'all? I mean, you got I got pictures on there with Tobey Maguire from Spider-Man, Kara from The American Idol. We all hanging out, drinking and all that. Not that I mean, talking about drinking juice. Sorry, y'all. Drinking juices, stuff like that. You feel me? Check it out, y'all. It can happen. You know?
That's what it is, man. Make sure you support this. This is a powerful young woman, and I need all of you guys to support everything that she's doing because, you know, you could. She's very articulate, very wonderful, very humble, very respectful, and a hard worker, and I salute her for everything that she's doing out there for the community and everybody. Just, you know, she's a beast. You a monster. You a monster. For real. And I got to give you some Lush Radio class for all that you are and as a, being a beautiful woman that you are and giving back to the world because the world needs more people like you, Rashonda.
Appreciate that. And thank you for your time. Thank you guys for believing in me. That, I mean, it starts with you in New York and it starts with the person in L.A., you understand? So I gotta give, you know, I got to give my thank yous and my appreciation. And I'll never stop that. I'll never stop that. Never.
That's what it is. Can we get a quick Lush Radio shout-out real quick? You know what I mean? Basically, you know, this is Rashonda. You know I'm rocking with Lush Radio Online real quick. Can we get that?
You got it. You got it. What's up, everybody? This is Rashonda Dunk Bubbleistic. I'm rocking with the number one Lush Radio Online. Check them out. They killing them. They killing the streets. They great. They are great souls. Tune in every time they come on, y'all.
That's what it is, man. I appreciate you. G Money told me about the event down there that you was doing on that Sunday and stuff. I just couldn't make it out there that day and stuff. He told me about that. You know, the one that you did with Paula Campbell and that whole situation on Sunday.
Oh man, yeah, that was crazy. Yeah.
Yeah. But I'm gonna try my best to try to make it out to more of the events and everything like that and definitely support what you got going on and whatever you got like flies or anything, you know, we can blast it in. Supported. You got the commercials for the stuff. We'll run it on here. Whatever you know what I'm
saying?
Appreciate that. We want to support you. You know what I mean?
Appreciate that. Definitely.
That's what it is.
Okay.
Definitely going to holler at you on the flip side. And we love you so much and we salute you.
Love you too, babe. I'm here. Y'all have a good evening.
You too. That's what it is. Right. We just had the beautiful and lovely Rashonda Duncan live on the line with us, man. She is a beast, man. She is a beast. So. We definitely love her, and we definitely support her as her being a young woman and her just going for the gusto, not letting up. Like, she's motivation to me and every man, every woman out there that's in this industry that, yo, don't give up on your dreams. Don't give up. I don't care if anybody say, yo, you ain't making no money off this joint. If you believe in the vision, it shall come to pass, man. God said if you speak it, speak it to existence, it will come to pass. So you got to believe in it and go for the gusto, man. And ain't nobody going to hand you nothing on a silver plate. You got to work for everything. You understand what I'm saying? Let's Radio Online. It's real, baby. You know, definitely love you, man. We're going to go ahead and get the thoughts of the people. How do they feel about the beautiful Rashonda, man? That was real, man. She's deep. I really like her, man. Genius. Yeah. About her, man. She was good.
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, we need more people that's like that, you know, and, you know, I think the other young lady said that, you know, each one teach one, and that's very true. You know, hopefully more people will follow in her footsteps to do the things that she's doing. And, you know, they say that one person can't save the world, but if one person help another and you continue that cycle, then we can save the world. You know, so if we all do that, we can all help each other. We can all be one voice, you know, and make things happen. So I'm definitely proud of the sister doing what she's doing, you know, and I hope that the sisters is out there that's listening. And even if you're a brother, you know, because you can be inspired by a woman, you know what I'm saying, to, you know, go out and do and act, you know, as opposed to just speaking. Go out and act and do it, you know, because a lot of times
you're
afraid
to
do stuff.
You can be inspired by a woman. They the one that, you know, get the names. They the one that give birth, man. Stop faking, man. Holla. Women power. For real. We live in the field of Lush Radio Online, man. Give you what you want, what you need, educating and entertaining you. My beautiful spokesmodel, the beautiful chocolate missus. Call it live from the New York City area. Live on the line with us, man. Tell us your feedback and how did you about the beautiful and wonderful Miss Rashonda Duncan.
Yeah. I just thought she was really, like I said, inspirational. And, like, to be honest with you, the song Five Star Chick, I think that the epitome of it. It doesn't matter. Like, she really made it clear, like, listen, you have to go hard for what you want. Like, nothing is ever given to you. Thank you. And, like, you just have to know the difference between the two. And she really made it clear. So a young woman that's listening to this who is probably confused about how to go about her dream is probably not confused anymore, you know? She probably knows, well, dang, you know, I got to really get there and network. I really got to be on my grind. It's not just a statement that's being made, but it's actual fact. And it's coming from somebody who's a young person like me. So I thought she really, really, really held it down today.
That's what it is.
Inspired me.
Some good feedback. I'm feeling all warm and fuzzy. I feel like a chocolate morsel and stuff. A chocolate morsel. I think we got Kiki, our other model, live on the line. Kiki, what up, boo? Are you live on the line with us? Don't fight me. Don't beat me up. All this abuse on Facebook is too much, man. Stop beating me up, all right?
I'm like,
I was
trying to get me some
tickets. You want
to
have me on
hold? I'm hitting you on Facebook like, come on, you said. Hey. Hello, everybody, what's up?
What's going on? I just had to vent real quick.
You know, I was kind of feeling some kind of way about this.
You know, Kiki, I love Kiki to death. I love, she's so sweet. She be wanting to beat me up, but I love her, though. Stop acting like that. So, what was your feedback? I know you listened to what Rashonda was saying. What was your feedback on, you know, the words that and the wisdom she dropped today?
Well, I actually caught, like, the ending of it. But what I did catch, and, like, her final, you know, what she had to say to the upcoming and aspiring people that's trying to get in the industry, they need to listen. Because there's so many of them that's trying to do stuff and they're not doing it the right way to get into the industry, and that's why they never making it. But when you have someone like her on the line and she's preaching and she's giving you that advice, you know, I mean, I'm not even trying to do music and I'm ready to sing.
She gave you motivation like that.
I'm about to, you know, because I'm going to be singing on the BET Awards and stuff, and, you know.
if you don't know, this is one of the beautiful straight stunt models, you know what I mean? Kiki, she rocks hard body. She be on the music videos doing her thing, representing the New York. I think Rashonda, we gonna get that contact information for you, Kiki, so you could talk to her about them.
You know, like they be stalking me, I'm gonna have to stalk her because I need some beef.
That's what it is.
My life.
We gonna work on trying to get you that because I want you to have those, man. I want you to have those. We gonna let you talk to her and see what's going on with that. She said she got two balcony tickets still left. So if you're interested, make sure you
to see the stage. I want them.
Ms. Dorsey, what's your feedback on Rashonda? How did you feel about, you know, the feedback and everything that, you know, she was giving us over there?
I felt that she was very knowledgeable and straightforward, not holding any punches on what you really need to do, you know. And I want some tickets. I need to get double tickets. I got to hook up on an airline ticket. I can get on back there with no problem.
I'm going to need her info, too, you know, because I'm going to need a plane ticket to L.A., too.
Oh, you said you're going to need Ms. Dorsey info?
All right, contact numbers, yeah.
All right. We'll make sure you get all that information.
Right.
But, yeah, I felt that, you know, she's very knowledgeable and that,
yeah.
You know, she's been in the business for a long time. And this is what she does. You know, I had my pastor used to tell me, Minister Dorsey, stay in your lane. You know, so my lane was marketing and promotions for the church at the time.
You know,
and he told me don't sway out of that. And it sounds like that my sister, that's what she does, is she stays in her lane. This is what she knows. This is what she does. And very, very knowledgeable.
That's what it That's what it is. Bugsy, what was your feedback on the whole Miss Rashonda?
Oh, I rock with her, man. She definitely kept it 100, man. You know, gave out info that was needed, man. Gave out that encouragement to people out there that are trying to do what they do. Man, I rock with her hard body, man. She keep it 100, man.
Dang, all I'm saying is, you know what I'm saying, can she adopt me in a fan? Can I be adopted? What's up? You know I'm stupid, man. I be acting up, man. But I love her, man. She's a warm-hearted person, and she's going to always continue to be blessed in everything that she does because she's, you know what I'm saying, she's real with us. And, Q, are you did you focus? You back in focus with us, you know, while you was cooking and doing all that? You got some feedback, man?
Sorry, still doing some reports on the line, but I'm listening. You know, I got to get this double for a third time tonight. So, I mean, I'm listening, but I'm not listening.
Oh, man, you know what? I don't know, people. I think I'm going to let everybody just go on him, yeah? All right, Q. That's what it is, man. I love Q. He crazy as I don't know what, man. But, I mean, Rashonda is a wonderful woman. I employ everybody to make sure y'all support her and everything that she's doing. If you don't, I might have to break your back myself. You know what I'm saying? I don't provoke violence, but I might just have to do it. You know what I mean? It is what it is. You know what I mean? Lush Radio Online, man. Giving you what you want, what you need, live on the show. And, you know, Kiki, you know, two of my beautiful models live on the line. Since we were talking about business and you guys are in your business of doing modeling and everything and everybody else talked about their business, can y'all guys give them a quick synopsis and let them know what's really going on with y'all guys when it comes to the modeling and stuff and your booking information? Ladies?
Who's going first? Kiki? I don't know. She's going down here.
Uh-huh. All right, wait. Before we go, what was the question of the day? I missed that.
Oh, no, y'all can actually, you know what, y'all can actually answer that question. And I don't know if we still got Rashonda live on the line. We might still have her on the line, but I'm going to check. Rashonda, you still on the line with us?
Still right here.
Oh, that's what it is, man. Rashonda's still on the line with us. Rashonda, I want to ask you the question first, and I'm going to go to my ladies. Rashonda, do you think that real men wear pink?
Yes.
Rashonda, do you feel like real men wear pink?
Yes.
Okay. And why?
Good question. I feel like it's, I don't know, I feel like a color doesn't define a person, what they wear. I mean, clothes are just clothes. You know, now if he acting all crazy with it, you know, then maybe he don't need to wear that shirt, but I don't think clothes define the person.
But this was the scenario we said, like, this dude, you know, he wanted to holler at you, Rashonda, and this dude came with a whole, you know what I'm saying, pink outfit on and came up to you and said, yo, you know, he picked you out to go out on a date, whole pink outfit, you know, shirt kind of tight, you know what I mean?
Oh, man.
What you going to do?
I really don't discriminate like that. I mean, it's all about the inside. I'm a little different. I mean, I'm a little different. I'm about how you make me feel and how I make you feel. You understand? And if you give me butterflies in that pink or purple outfit, and let's go.
That's what it is, man. Shout out to the see-through pink outfits, man, for real. Shout out to y'all guys out there, man. You know, with the man breast and all that, you know what I mean? Get a bra. That's all I got to say.
Exactly.
To that one. Mm-hmm. But the question of the day, ladies, Rashonda answered the question, and Kiki, I know you wanted to ask Rashonda a question real quick. But I want to ask you ladies a question. Do you think a real man wears pink, Precious? What you think, Chocolate Missus?
I think so. I think if you're secure in your masculinity and you know who you are, that color is not going to affect you. You know, it doesn't matter, you know, if you wear pink, purple, or turquoise, as long as you're secure in your masculinity and you know who you are, you don't really have to worry about that color.
Okay, so if he came to your house with a neon pink outfit, full body joint, what would you do?
I mean, that's his preference. I'm not going to judge him. I mean, at least not out loud. Like, at least not out loud.
Right.
Like, I just some things you keep to yourself, but, you know, hey, he may be the one, he might not be. So there's things you got to look at. Looks aren't always everything, and neither is...
That's true.
My cousin's going to say, stop lying. it's not always everything, though, for real. It's really not. Like, because he could be the neon pink wearer guy, but still be the sweetest man in the world. So
that's right.
That's what it is, man.
Neon pink.
Kiki, what you think? What you think, Kiki?
Oh. I'm like, I don't mind a pink shirt and maybe a pink hat, but you coming with an all pink outfit on, I might have a pink outfit on. Like, we can't. He's gonna be the sweetest man in the world. We could be mad cool, but I don't know about all that dating. Like, me on the wave behind all that pink now. You know we live in New York City now. I don't know.
Oh man, my stomach hurts so bad.
I was just saying.
Yeah, it's hilarious, man. But that was the question of the day, though. But ladies, since you guys do your business with the modeling and everything, and these are my beautiful ladies with Lush Radio Girls International. These are the women that support Lush Radio Online and their models doing their thing. Tell the guys what's going on with you guys and you know, what's new with you and everything and the modeling, man. Kiki don't like when I put her on the spot, so I'm going to let her be second.
I'm going to put you on me on the spot first. All right, I see how you go, Lush. Well, as you all know, I am a model. I am a Lush Radio Online spoke model as well as a Deck Entertainment model. I recently just hosted a mixtape called The Takeover Volume 1, so make sure you download that on thatcrack.com. Make sure you hit that up. Getting ready to work on the Lush calendars with Lush and Kels. By the way, shout out to Future Guru 100. He's one of the best in the game, and he's definitely keeping my head focused and helping me express myself creatively. I'm also open to hosting events as well as shooting videos. I have done some videos in the past, so I'm looking to rework and rebuild my resume. So I can be reached via Twitter, so that's twitter.com/chocolatemisses, chocolite_misses, misses, or add me on Facebook, just type in Precious Coleman, and I'm right there.
That's what it is. And Kiki's going to be right back. She had to run for a second. Kiki, you still there? I think she had to run for a second. She'll be right back, and she'll be giving y'all more information. But, you know, for them again, because somebody else hit me up in the chat room. They said, could you give out the information again, Rashonda, for the BET ticket stuff to get in contact with you?
Oh, sure, definitely that. It's Bubblistic Music. That's spelled B-U. BBLISTIC music MUSIC at Gmail. That's all one word, or info@bubblistic.com. Those are the two direct emails, and then the office number is 206-736-9511.
That's what it is. Make sure you are calling with serious inquiries. Don't be calling you like, oh, well, like, I only got, like 200, you know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, can I do, like, a down payment and, like, you know what I'm saying, a payment plan? Nah, dog.
Exactly. BT don't take payment
dog.
Plans.
Yeah, let's, you know, don't be trying to pay for the BT tickets with food stamps and stuff, dog. Stop playing games. Get it together. Saying, let's get it together, man. We not paying for stuff for food stamps, man. Word up. Even though if you selling your food stamps out there, holla at me, dog. How much you selling them for?
Right. I'm gonna get you.
I'm so ignorant. I'm sorry, man. Lush Radio Live. We live in the building, you know what I'm saying, with the beautiful Rashonda, you know, all our wonderful guests on the line and everything like that. And, the last thing I want you guys to do, since we have this wonderful forum of people, I want you guys to give one tip on business, the top things that people need to know when it comes to business. I want you guys to give them some tips today on the show, man, because people, you know, they walking around, they looking like they lost, they jumping into agreements that they don't need to be in. You know, they just running around just and they getting lazy, man. So let's talk to them, people. So I want all the beautiful minds I have on the line to give the people some information. Genius, tell them what's up.
I mean, first off, I say before you get into anything, research it, you know, do the R&D, the research and the development phase of it, you know, before you jump out there. That way you understand. The more you understand what it is you're trying to do, then the better you can become at it. There's lots of ways to be able to do that, you know, no matter what facet of the entertainment industry that you're trying to get in, or even if it's just, you know, a different type of business, then do the research or talk to people that actually are already in the business, you know, because a lot of people are more than willing to help. Yeah. Hello?
That's what it is, man. That's what
it is. Definitely, research, you know, the information, you know, make sure that you understand things. As far as music, because, I mean, I'm in the music industry, so I could speak more on that. If you're trying to get into music, if you're an artist, you know, whether you sing, whether you write, you're a producer, you know, engineer, whatever that facet, there are a lot of programs that you can join. You can become a member of one of the publishing companies. There are a whole bunch of them out there. Myself, I'm a member of ASCAP. You know, there's ASCAP, CSAC, BMI, a whole list of them. They all have different types of showcases that they actually have in every city every month. There's always one. And at these events, you can actually network with A&R reps from those companies, producers, people that are basically in your field, you know, and they basically teach you everything there is to know about it. If you're writing, you know, learn about copyrights. Go to the Library of Congress, copyrights and material, first of all, protect yourself. That's number one. You know, if you're in this business, protect yourself. You know, and definitely as far as publishing, you know, become a part of a publishing company and publish your own work, because if you don't, 50% off of the top goes to the publisher. Off the top. You know, so if you're not publishing your own work, then half of it is already gone before you started. On average, the average artist is making anywhere from 1 to 5 cents. They're really not making any, you know, real money. And that's off of per CD being sold. Unless you're already an established artist, you know, you're really not making that much money up front, you know, and to put a signing bonus, misconception. A lot of people think, oh, okay, let me get this big signing bonus. That money is actually supposed to go towards your project for the production, you know, the engineering costs and things like that. And the date upon that album being released, that project being released, that money has to be repaid. You know, so it's very important to know those things and know, you know, about the contract. You know, most definitely, I deal with a lot of situations.
You
want to
take all of the, you want to take all of the tips from everybody.
He going to the whole book.
He's just going
in. I'm sorry. Yeah, just do your homework on everything. You know, You know, do your research on everything. That's all I have to say. Just do your research.
That's what it is, man. Look at you, man. You just hogging the mic. I'm going to beat you.
I apologize. Don't hurt me.
Bugsy, what's your tip over there?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I always talk about the team, man. Hopefully they got that by now. So I'm going to switch it up. And I'm going to tell them, man, just had an ambition. I got you. Had an ambition, man. You know what I mean? Just make sure you're ready to do whatever it basically takes, you know what I mean, inside the lines to get this popping, man. Because if you ain't got the heart and you ain't got the drive, you're just going to get tired early and you're going to give up. So you did that for nothing.
Ooh, that's deep right there, Buzzy. Boston in the building. Shout out to them Celtics out there that won that game. Shout out to the Celtics.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, you know, yeah, we going in tonight. You know, we gonna beat on Kobe once again. You know what I mean,
That's what it is. Q, what's your tip?
He cooking.
Buggy, you ain't right, man. But you're right, I am cooking.
you got your tips, man, or you still cooking and you ain't focused right now?
I'm still cooking and doing work on the computer and everything, but listen, business thing. You know, keep your mind focused on what your goals are. You know, like I said, I got that good news last week that I got that $250,000 deal from the bank. They approved me for that loan and everything. That's what I'm doing on the computer right now. I'm doing some proposals up and everything with some investors that I'm trying to get to come aboard. And you know, if you gung ho about what you do and you're strong hearted about it, go for your goals. Cause I mean, that's what I'm doing right now. You know, I'm going for my goals. I'm not gonna let nothing hold me back or nothing stop me. You know, so if you got your mindset that you want that brand new home, go for it. If you got your mindset that you want your own business, go for it. You know what I'm saying?
That's right.
And I mean, the world is ours for the taking. You know, the world is ours. No matter what nobody may say, discourage us or anything. You know, a lot of people been like, yo, you ain't gonna get no laundromat going. You ain't gonna get this going. You ain't gonna be nothing. Look at me now. Them same people that said I couldn't, they coming and asking me for help now. Yo, can you lead me in the right direction so I could get my thing started? You
right.
know? And I'm not the type of brother, okay, you put me down, I'm not going to help you. No, I'm a show 'em. You know, I'm that type of brother. I'm from the show me state. Show me.
Mm-hmm.
That's where I'm coming from. That's my final thought. Now let me go.
That's what it is. You don't hog the mic, man. Don't hog the mic. Yo, Rashonda, what's your final thoughts for the people, man?
Wow, it's some great final thoughts. Let me start by saying this. Congratulations to everybody, to what y'all got going on. But I mean, y'all said almost everything. But I think what's very, very important is build a brand. Once you build a brand, you can do anything. You understand? Like you could sell clothes, you could open a laundromat, a car shop, a mechanic, a salon. Once you build a brand, you could do anything because you are the brand. That's all I got to say.
That's real right there. And our beautiful spokesmodel, Miss Chocolate, Mrs. Precious.
Before my phone dies.
right.
I'm just going to say this. Keep your personal relationships personal and keep your business relationships business. You know, keep everything separate. You don't want the two to cross paths, because once they do, you are now making yourself, you're putting yourself in a very, very, very tight spot, and it doesn't look good. Be professional at all times. Even if you're out at a party, be professional, because people are always watching.
Oh, man, that was, like, so real right there. That was so real. And we got Kiki, you back on the line with us, boo? Okay, Kiki, tell the people, you know, what's going on with the modeling thing and give them some thoughts.
Well, I'm actually going to be leaving the end of June for like a month. I'm going to be in Costa Rica shooting for some international designers and stuff. But you can catch me in videos and photos. I just did a mixed DVD for In the Hood, so shout out to Chuck. Basically, if you want to get in contact with me, I'm on MySpace at myspace.com/alwaystalkedabout. You can hit me on my email, mosttalkedabout@gmail.com. That's really it.
That's what it is.
I'm everywhere.
she's definitely everywhere. Definitely support her. And, you know, the ladies are doing their thing. And when it comes to business, man, the thing about it is that, you know, like Ms. Rashonda said, build your brand, you know. The brand is beyond you, you know. Coca-Cola's a brand. Kmart's a brand. You know, Sean John is a brand. You want to be that brand, that entity, that when people say that name, they have to stop and say, yo, what's good? I need to know what you're doing. You know, and it's a difference between being focused and grinding, like I said. Be focused. Know what you want to do. Don't be all over the place. You can grind and be all over the place. Be focused on your goal. Focus on what you're trying to do. And when you do it, go full body with it, man. Don't half-step it. Don't wait on nobody, because when you wait on anybody, you're stagnating your own dream and your own destiny. So keep going. You might have people that say they want to join you and they join your team and they might fall off and they might come back again. But at the end of the day, your show don't stop for nobody. I don't care if somebody gets sick. Your show got to keep stalking. If Lush Radio Online, if I get sick, I still got to keep my show going. If anything happened to me, I got to still make it keep going. Because you know why? Because I see the bigger picture. And make sure that when you get into this game, if it's the music industry, don't go in looking for money. Go in seeing the bigger picture, because if you believe in it and you work hard enough for it, the money going to come. You're destined to get that. Come on now. Let's get it together.
Right.
Lush Radio Online. Life might throw you a curveball, but remember, you're in charge of what direction it goes. So make sure you change direction, man. And make sure that you never give the devil any power in your life. And make sure you keep winning no matter what. Because this is Lush Radio Online, man. We only believe in positive people doing positive things, man. Keep all that negative stuff and just throw it in a bag. For real.
Mm-hmm.
We don't got time for it. Lush Radio Online giving you what you want, what you need, man. We're going to go to some quick music real quick. And we'll be right back. We'll be right back. You know what I'm saying? And shout out to all them cats that we ain't know last year. But they here now, you know what I'm saying? Who are y'all, you know? You wasn't rocking with me before, you know? Now I'm doing big people and stuff. Now you rocking with me, you know what I mean? But you know what? It is what it is. Jump on the wave or get washed up. Drake, over, and we'll be back on Lush Radio Online.
Your money, your money. Yeah, yeah. I know way too many people here right now that I didn't know last year. Who the fuck are y'all? I swear it feels like the last few nights we've been everywhere and back, but I just can't remember it all. What am I doing? What am I doing? Oh yeah, that's right, I'm doing me. I'm doing me. I'm living life right now, man. And this what I'ma do till it's over. Till it's over. Far from over.
All right, bottles on me, long as someone drink it. Never drop the ball, fuck it, y'all thinking. Making sure the young money ship is never sinking. About to set it off in this bitch, Jada Pinkett. I shouldn't have drove, tell me how I'm getting home. You too fine to be laying down in bed alone. I can teach you how to speak my language, Rosetta Stone. I swear this life is like the sweetest thing I've ever known. Got the gold thriller, Mike Jackson on these niggas. All I need is a fucking red jacket with some zippers. Super good Smith Oak, a package of the switches. I did it overnight, it couldn't happen any quicker. Y'all know them, well fucking me either. But point the biggest skeptic out, I make them a believer. It wouldn't be the first time I done it, throwing hundreds when I should be throwing ones, bitch, I run it.
I know way too many people here right now that I didn't know last year. Who the fuck are y'all? I swear it feels like the last few nights we've been everywhere and back, but I just can't remember it all. What am I doing? What am I doing? Oh yeah, that's right, I'm doing me. I'm doing me. I'm living life right now, man. And this what I'ma do till it's over. Till it's over. Far from over.
One thing about music, when it hits you, feel no pain. And I swear I got this shit that make these bitches go insane. So they tell me that they love me, I know better than that. It's just game, it's just what comes with the fame. And I'm ready for that, I'm just saying. But I really can't complain. Everything is kosher. Two thumbs up, Eva and Roper. I really can't see the end getting any closer. But I'll probably still be the man when everything is over. So I'm riding through the city with my high beams on. Can you see me? Can you see me? Get your vibes in on. Y'all just do not fit the picture. Turn your widescreen on. If you thinking I'ma quit before I die, dream on. Man, they treat me like a legend. Am I really this cold? I'm really too young to be feeling this old. It's about time you admit it. Who you kidding? Man, nobody's ever done it like I did it.
I know way too many people here right now that I didn't know last year. Who the fuck are y'all? I swear it feels like the last few nights we've been everywhere and back, but I just can't remember it all. What am I doing? What am I doing? Oh yeah, that's right, I'm doing me. I'm doing me. I'm living life right now, man. And this what I'ma do till it's over. Till it's over. Far from over. Yes, that's right, I'm doing me. I'm doing me. I'm living life right now.
M-E-2-K. Y ahora están escuchando Lush Radio. What, you didn't know what I said? You are now listening to LushRadioOnline.com.
You're listening to LushRadioOnline.com. Shout out to everybody that definitely supports Lush Radio Online, man. Shout out to all our Lush Radio girls, all our Lush Radio models. Shout out to the Wiz Kid out there. You know what I'm saying? DJ Truth, DJ Instinct, DJ Lazy K, DJ Smoke, you know what I'm saying? K Slay, Kid Capri. Shout out to Microphone Bully. Shout out to Hop the Great. Shout out to Deck ENT. Shout out to Felix Natal Jr. Shout out to Niagara Falls, man. You know what I'm saying? Lush Radio Online, we here. Quick public announcement. If you are going to be in the Miami area, August 27th to the 29th, or if you would like to go, Coast to Coast Mixtapes Convention 2010 is going down August 27th to 29th. It's going to be at 16701 Collins Avenue, Miami Beach, 33160 at Northport Beachside Hotel. There are going to be all kinds of cats from the industry, man. Get your marketing promotions on, okay? They are going in. Deadpiff.com, I Stand Up Producers, Hip Hop DX, everybody's out there, man. It's going, they going in, definitely, man. They're definitely going in ASAP. So it's definitely going to be popping out there. And also, if you want sponsorship info, if you sell a sponsorship, you know, packet, they definitely give you a percentage off of it. So make sure you call, contact our boy Fats, Lil Fats, Coast to Coast Mixtapes. For more information about it, make sure you contact them at coasttocoastmixtapes@gmail.com. You can get the 10,000, and that's Coast to Coast Mixtapes. Will basically give you logo and banner placement on Coast to Coast, mentioned marketing, title sponsors. You get step repeat logos, banner placement on all events, sponsorship booth, 15 full VIP passes, product placement opportunities in the bags, full page ad in Coast to Coast Mixtape Magazine, full page ad and branding opportunities. The club sponsorship, $5,000. After party sponsorship, perfect for labels and artists and stuff like that. And DJs and performers, logo placement, banner placement at the event, five VIP passes to the event, product placement, full page in Coast to Coast Mixtapes event, and also full page on Coast to Coast Mixtape or the convention ad. And you can also do $2,500, and they got also $600 for y'all cats that got that slim money. You know, sponsorship for the vendors booth is $600. You know what I'm saying? And you get logo placement in your material, two passes to all events, and you're adding the Coast to Coast mixtape a half page for $600. For $200, you just get a banner placement and your logo placement on the actual website. And, you know, it's all different kind of stuff. So if you want to sell a package or you're trying to, like, be an artist and get involved with the situation, hit me up. Let's get it cracking. Let's really get it cracking. And if you're an artist, you're trying to go down to Miami, let me know. Hit me up at CEOLushRadioOnline@gmail.com. And let's get you involved with one of these sponsorship packages, because this is going to be a real big event. And I really want you guys to be involved with that. And ladies, if you're models or anything like that, this is definitely an event. It's going to be all different kind of artists. You know, people from MTV and everything is going to be down there. So definitely check that out. Coast to Coast Mixtapes Convention 2010. Be there, OP Square. Let's go back to the lines, man. People, I love you guys to death. Lush Radio Online, we're going to be signing off in a quick second. Kiki, you got some final thoughts, boo?
Goodness, you made me need an asthma pump after all that. You is.
Hello?
Goodness, you said all that in one breath. I'm going to need some time over here.
Yo, you are hilarious. Yo, that's what it is, man. We love Kiki. We love everybody on the show, man. And, you know, Genius, one more time, man. Tell the people, you know, where they can check you out on Twitter and everything. Get that information out, Genius.
Yeah, I can go to the site www.geniusmusic, G-N-E-O-U-S, music.com. You can check me out on Twitter at twitter.com/genius, G-N-E-O-U-S. Also, for the fathers, on June 20th, in association with Kids Power, nonprofit organization, we're doing a big event in Adams Morgan for the kids. It's going to be a full carnival. My whole roster of artists will actually be performing there. So, you know, you want to come out, have some fun with the kids. It'll be food, arts and crafts, all those types of things. So everybody's more than welcome to come.
I'm sorry, when did you say this was?
It's June 20th. It's on Father's Day. And we're doing a big carnival and Kids Power Inc., which actually it's going to be raising money for the after-school programs for the schools in the city. You know, so it'll be food, arts and crafts, rides, carnival, music, you know. Come be entertained, you know, come be a part of it. Also, Les, I'll be sending you that information because I know I haven't sent it to you yet, but I'll send you the information.
Don't make me and Emma beat you up.
Yeah, I'm gonna help her
because
I ain't get where it's at. So, unless when he
gives
it to you, give it to me.
All right, I'm gonna definitely pull that information. Blast on that once he sends it to me.
Yeah.
And stuff. So, we definitely gonna get that information out. Bugsy, get that information out for the people
so they can contact you.
I know you got your Facebook page and everything. Tell them what's up.
Yeah, I just added that, man. A couple people have been telling me I need it, man. So it's official, man. I'm on that Facebook. And that is, what's that, facebook.com/TheRealBugsy. You know what I mean? And all that Twitter, if you want to find me, it's TheRealBugsyGTM.
Is that really you?
Yeah, that's really me. Who else would it be but me?
What's on the phone?
That's what it is, man. You know, the beautiful Kiki, the one and only, she's just so beautiful, you know.
Ow,
yeah, she's just so ow, like, ow, you know. Tell them that Facebook again, boo.
Facebook, you can reach me on Facebook. It's at Kiki Candy. On MySpace, it's myspace.com/alwaystalkedabout. My email, mosttalkedabout@gmail.com. Holla at me.
That's what it is. And, yo, shout out to my girl, Lethal Liz. She came down to the DMV, man. We took some pictures together. There's some homegirl. Shout out to her. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to the whole squad, man. I love all my ladies out there. I love all my fellas out there. This is what we do. We support one another. If we ain't moving together, then we ain't moving at all. Lush Radio Online, man, the people's voice. I don't do it for me. I do it for y'all. We here to educate and entertain. And I stand by that, man, because if y'all get nothing from this show, then you must have been smoking something. Because, hey, you already get some knowledge off this joint. I love y'all guys. Love, peace, and soul. But this ain't the soul train. Let's get out of here, yo. Lush Radio Online, man. I'm thirsty. Quench my thirst. I'm out of here.
They don't give a damn about you. Kick you in the face when you down.
Yeah.
So many people doubted me. Well, I'm on top. Look at me now.
Hey,
look at that bleeding in the street.